God has called us to do. And again, we just heard some other folks coming in, and for about 30 more seconds, we're going to just give you an opportunity to give a shout out of your name and just tell us where you're calling from.
Good morning,
Bobby
in Chicago.
I heard somebody from Chicago, and then I heard that man of God that's out of Harper, Wisconsin. God bless you to the both of you. This, again, is the Master's Morning Call. I am Joycelyn Henderson from Hartford, Wisconsin, hosting the call along with Dr. Vanessa this morning. And on behalf of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we just honor the Lord for you all being on the call. Pastor Vanessa, I'm going to hand the call over to you because I'm not sure exactly who is supposed to be doing the prayer. God bless you,
okay.
Dear. I appreciate you. I esteem the God in you this morning.
You did an awesome, awesome job. We thank God for you, Dr. Joycelyn, for hopping in there. I tell you, we so appreciate your dedication, your love, and your consistency to the Master's Call each and every morning. And as she has already given us our scripture and our mandate to enrich, enhance, and empower the believers each and every day, we're going to ask Willa if you will come to the line now and open us up with a word of prayer. As Candy, you be prepared to close us out this morning. Willa, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Good morning, Master's Call family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in Psalm 5:3, your word says, "My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct it to you, and I will look up." Father God, we just thank and praise you for who you are this morning. We thank and praise you that as we lift up our voices to you, you hear us, O Lord. Father, we thank and praise you that no prayer that goes before you goes unheard. Lord, we thank and praise you for who you are, for you are God, you are the Holy One, you are a deliverer, you are our present help in time of trouble. So, Lord, as the world rejoices with us now, we thank and praise you that you are the answerer of our prayer. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, just like the little girl when Peter was in prison and when the angel let him out and he went to Mary's house and Rhoda was there, opened the door, answered the door, oh God, and the people didn't believe, but Rhoda had the faith to believe that it was Peter, Lord. Let us have that kind of faith, Father. We thank and praise you, oh Lord. We thank and praise you, Lord, for, as I said, we are rejoicing, but there are hearts, oh Lord, who lost lives in 9/11, who lost lives in the Iraqi war. Father, there are family members who are rejoicing in a different way. Would you just please comfort their hearts right now for us? In Jesus' name, give them peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. Father, we thank and praise you for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and everybody who is on this call this morning. Father, we just thank and praise you for them being the Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. being the visionaries of this call. Father God, a special prayer to Dr. P.K. right now as she stands on your word, Lord. We thank and praise you for the faith that she has, the unshaking, unwavering faith, oh God, that she knows will cast down every mountain and move every burden and give her that peace and that joy in the midst of a situation. Father God, we just thank you right now. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa getting up early as well, Lord, to proclaim your name, to spread the word, oh Lord. We thank and praise you for Sister Henderson this morning who got us started, and for her husband, oh Lord, who will later come and give us the word of God. So, Father, we thank and praise you that word goes forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Father, we thank and praise you that Satan has no rule over the airwaves. We thank and praise you, oh God, that as we push our chairs to the table to get that breakfast this morning, to get that word, oh God, that it nourishes our hearts, that it nourishes our souls, that it nourishes our spirit, because you told us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So our ears are open, oh God. Our hearts are ready to receive your word. Father, we thank you that after we feast on that word this morning, that we will be renewed and we won't keep it to ourselves, that we go out and share it with somebody else, that they may be revived, that they may be refreshed. And then, oh Lord, we know what happened in the world. We just pray that as a result, that somebody in this country, not only in the United States, not only in the Middle East, but somebody in this country will see that there is a God and Jesus is Lord and give their lives to you. We give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for commanding the morning and preparing the way for the word of God to go forth, Willa. We so appreciate the God in you. We have just a few announcements before we get started and definitely bring forth the man of God who so faithfully ministers powerful Rhema word. And as Dr. Henderson has already asked us to do, we strongly encourage you, if you have not, to get your Bible and get a pen and paper so that you can record in the annals of heaven the powerful word that will go forth. We want to remind each and every one of you to visit our website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and there encourage you to avail yourself to many messages that are just power-packed, full of the anointing, full of the delivering power, full of the guidance, the encouragement, the uplifting that you need. We are so blessed to have ministers who give of their time and their anointing each and every morning to bring a fresh word. And we encourage you to pass those links on to other people. Let folks know that we're here and that the Master meets us every morning at this call. So that is our website, and we'd love to hear from you. We have an email that you can send us a prayer request, a praise report, or just a shout out, because one of the true mandates and heartbeats of this call is to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And as I always love to say, bombard heaven with the word of the God, word of the Lord, so that we know he hears and answers prayer. So please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we ask you frontline warriors as a part of the Master's Call family to keep in prayer our upcoming meetings. This May 7th, our artist meeting team, the ATC training, will be in Toronto, Canada. And so we're asking everyone to keep that team in prayer, to pray for the success of the meeting, traveling mercies for the distributors to come out, for the word to get out, so that we have many new come in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We know how to pray, but it does take prayer. We have to set the atmosphere. And when we announce these upcoming events, we're encouraging you to cover them in prayer. And we're encouraging you to always go to your back office each and every day, as our end of month just ended, and the new announcements that are coming out. We're so excited about the giveaway every month of a car. So just so many things are going on in your back office. So as an artist family, please avail yourself to the announcements. And as we love to do on this call every Tuesday, I'm going to ask Dr. Henderson to come back, Dr. J, to come back and introduce our powerful anointed mouthpiece for the morning. Dr. J, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me clearly?
Loud and clear.
It is just an absolute honor this morning, again, to just introduce to some and just to bring back to this Master's Morning Call, one that will minister the gospel this morning for the Lord in our hearing. He is one that I absolutely love and adore. He is one that is still, after all of these years, he still make my baby leap. And I want to just honor the Lord for my husband. He is a pastor here in the city of Milwaukee for over 25 years at Berean Family Worship Center. He is, first of all, my husband, a father of our children, man of honor and integrity. And I just also honor the Lord for, Pastor, you being on the call this morning. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, right now on the north side of Hartford, Wisconsin. And we just bless the Lord this morning to have you on this call. And if you are ready, we say come on and break the word of life. We're waiting to hear what the Lord will say through you, his mouthpiece. Dr. Henderson, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Good morning
to you. Bless you, sir.
Bless you, ma'am. Good morning to you, sweetheart. Good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Roberts, to this morning master's call to each of you, a very God bless day, and we're so honored again to be here this morning. I want to go right into the Word. I'm going to be coming from the second epistle of Peter and beginning at the first chapter at the very first verse. So 2 Peter 1, and it begins by stating, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yeah, I think it's meet, so long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. I want to begin in the next few teaching to share on the subject, partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. And this morning I want to talk to you about call to glory and virtue. Now, in this teaching, Peter is trying to fight against the flood of heresy that is trying to attempt to come into the church, even as it is in our day. And it is so much false teaching that was going forth. Peter set to defend the gospel, to make sure they understood what is the real thing. I used to be in the military, in the finance, and I was stationed in Europe, and we were getting a lot of counterfeit that was coming through. And so they didn't take a lot of time showing us and spending time with us the different counterfeits and what they were, but they would show us and help us to examine the real thing. Take a real dollar and look at it and get to know it very intimately. And if you could look at the real thing and know it very intimately, when anything false came by, you knew what it was. And so Peter wanted them to begin to focus, because he understood that he was urging them to keep a close watch on their own personal lives, and that the whole world is groaning for and looking for the manifestations of the sons of God. They're looking for the real thing. They're not looking for people who are pretending, who are faking, and they understand that everything glitter ain't gold. Everybody who say hallelujah ain't saved. And they really want to see, and two things. Number one, they want to see the power of God manifested through the children of God life. And they want to see the character and the likeness of God. I mean, we are his written epistle, read of all men. If people want to see Jesus, he's not coming back down now to manifest himself so people can physically see him, but he's in his body, that is the church. And so the more we die and allow him to live, then Christ is manifested. He said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. And so he wants to counteract this churchology, if you will, that's trying to present themselves and make ourselves look good instead of allowing Christ to live his life through us. So he begins to talk to them. He talks and he begins to share about this. And so I'm going to be talking in this several things. Number one, I'm talking today about call to glory, but I want to talk next time about grow in knowledge. And there's two types of knowledge he addresses in here. And it's very interesting because when we look at the scripture here, he says in verse 2, grace and peace multiplied unto you. He tells me that grace can be multiplied. He tells me that my peace can be multiplied, but he says it is through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. So I can have my grace multiplied. I can have peace in my life multiplied, increase, and it's through the knowledge. So let's take a look at this quickly, call to the glory and virtue. The Father's expectation of us is to share his divine nature. That's what verse 4 tells us, that God wants us to share his divine nature. Now, the word divine there is theos, and it means God-like and not the word theos, which means divinity. And so, secondly, he wants us to be his divine nature. The Greek word is phusis, and it means the natural power or constitution. In other words, the makeup. It means the character, the personality, the nature of a thing. The Father's expectation of us is to share his God-like natural powers and his character, his personality, and his nature. Again, God wants us to share his makeup. We have been called, that is, we have been called out and invited, God invites the believer, to glory and virtue, verse 3 tells us. Glory means to recognize a person for whom they are. The recognition that belongs to a person, to a place, and it means the value that we place on something. Secondly, virtue means, in this case, excellence or perfection that is pleasing to God. In particular, it means here moral excellence. We have been called to recognize our positions as sons of God, sharers of his God-like nature, and the excellence and perfection that we have been called on to demonstrate before a world that is lost and do not know the true and the living God. We have the light of Christ in us. And this light will be a light for those who are in darkness. This light will be an attraction to draw them to Christ. And in fact, they should see nobody like us. They can't run into anybody like us because we are Christ-like in our nature, in our character. We demonstrate the power of God. And so this begins to be a witness. He said, you're going to be my witness. This witness that we truly are sons of God. Not just because we are religious, not because we just know the right thing, not because we got money, but you have to understand something, that we are here to glorify him. All of our life is to bring God glory and honor. And again, what decisions can you and I make today that will bring God the greatest glory? Let me tell you what I'm not saying about God-like nature. I'm not saying that we are becoming God or we are evolving into God himself. To have the divine nature is one thing, but to be God himself is another. My children have my life and my nature. However, they are not, nor will they ever become me as a person. They have the nature of their father, but they are not the person of their father. Likewise, although we never participate in the Godhead of God, we do have the privilege of participating in the Godhead nature. To say that a believer is becoming God himself is to teach heresy. To deny that believers have the divine nature is also to teach heresy. And so Paul thought this so important. Again, he said that, look, I won't be negligent, in verse 12, he said, to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you already know them, and even though you are established in the present truth. You have the latest revelation. You're walking in it, but it's a responsibility. This is so important that I keep reminding you of these things. The 13th verse, he said, listen, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I'm going to keep stirring you up by putting you in remembrance of this. In fact, in verse 15, he said, even after I have gone, after I have departed this earth, I'm going to make arrangements so that even after I am deceased, that you will keep these things in remembrance. So he's letting us know now that your family and my family, that your city and my city, and that wherever we're going, they're not looking for us. They're looking for the Christ in us. They're looking for something so different. They got so many people now telling them about all the many paths to God. They have so many people telling them about this is the right way. But Jesus said that after he had left, he said that I want you to stay there until you get this power. And when you get this power, you're going to be witnesses of me. He wasn't just talking about us telling about him, but our lives would reflect that that is our Father. Our life would reflect that Jesus is my brother. My life will reflect that I'm in the same family. Praise God. And so we don't want to any longer just talk about this gospel, but everywhere we saw Jesus sent to the disciples, there was a demonstration of the power of God. There was a demonstration of the nature and the character and the personality of God. And so that's why it's going to be important in these days that we understand we have been called to glory. We have been called to that value. And we have been called to virtue, that is the excellent perfect, the moral excellent. You and I have a debt to live this Christian life. And God is not impressed with our gifts and our talents and our oratory skills. God is not impressed with any of those things. But we do truly recognize today that the gifts will take you so far, but only character will enable you to stay at the level God brings you to. And I today want you to see the Christ in me. If you never remember my name, I want you to remember the Christ in me. And I will fully recognize that I must decrease and he must increase. Even today as you go on your jobs, even today as you're interacting with different people, your family, you don't have to continue to tell them they're sinners. They already know they're lost. And if they tell you the truth, they know hell is a destination that they're heading for. But I'm telling you now, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. If you and I will decrease and allow the Christ in us to manifest his glory, we're going to see people begin to get saved like we've never seen before. And the power of God will begin to flow to us to demonstrate, to confirm the word of God in our life. I can only use this today to begin to open it, and next time I'm going to really begin to delve into this, into all the different things we really need to take a look at. But I'm telling you, this is enough today. We've been called. We have been called to glory and virtues. Here's the last thing. The scripture talks about this, and this is the hope. Christ in us, the hope of the glory of God being revealed in this earth. Christ in us. To allowing the power and the glory of God to be manifested through these bodies. It will save and deliver the world. It will save our children. It will save the lost around us. There will be such a light in us. There will be such an aura. There will be such an attracting power. When we begin to walk in this, we will begin to resonate at a certain frequency. And all of those God has called and assigned to us will begin to resonate at the same frequency. And they will be drawn to us. And they will think it's us, but it will be the Christ in us. It will be the anointing, because they will hear his voice through our voice. And they'll say, this is my shepherd. I pray, God, today that we will press into him. and that we will seek that his glory be revealed, that the very nature, the character, and the personality of God would be released this day, and the fragrance of that order would be such an attracting power that people will come to you and me and say, what must I do to be saved? Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. God bless you.
Awesome, 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 man of God. Wow, wow, wow. Partakers of the divine nature, called to glory and virtue. I trust you all were so blessed by that word. I tell you, the nugget, Dr. Henderson, that I got this morning, that people are not looking for us, but for the Christ in us. That was awesome, the entire word, and we're looking forward to this series. And next week, as he said, he's going to talk about growing in knowledge under this partakers of the divine nature. What a rich word. What a rich word this morning. I tell you, every morning the buffet table is spread with the word and the anointing of God. We're going to go now to Candy in Chicago, where she'll close us out and seal this powerful word with prayer as we lift up our prayer requests. Candy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Great. Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for another day to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you that the name of Jesus is over every situation and circumstance. The name of Jesus is above every name. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. I praise the name. I have faith in the name of Jesus. I thank you because the name is alive with power and glory. I exalt the name of Jesus. There is no greater name than Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You said with prayer and thanksgiving to make our requests known to you. So God, this morning I pray for continued blessings and protection over the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Pour out your anointing over them as they preach and teach your word to enhance, enrich, and empower the body of Christ. Give them strength as they press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. So when they stand before you, they will hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servants. I pray for the founders of Artis and the entire Diaz de Leon family. I pray for all the leaders in Artis. Give them wisdom and guidance, Lord. Increase in all of us our understanding of your word that tells us to seek your kingdom and your righteousness first, and also that we are not to worship any other god. As we all increase, help us to display a countenance of humility. Help us all to fulfill your will and purpose for our lives. As we end this call, I pray for the manifestation of healing to come forth for those who are in need of healing. I thank you that the healing is already done in the spirit. So, Father God, allow it to show up and show out in the lives of the body of Christ. I pray that each person has faith, the strength and courage to stand on your word that says that we are healed and that our bodies are the house of the living God. God, you are life. And your word tells us that death is your enemy. Your word tells us that you gave us authority and dominion over the earth and all that dwell in it. Your word tells us that life and death is in the power of our tongue, and I speak life. So spirit of sickness, depression, oppression, discouragement, and disease, I cancel you right now in the name of Jesus. I send you back to the pit of hell. I command you to leave the body of every person on our prayer list. Bodies, I command you to line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. Lord, I cancel lack, and I pray for a financial breakthrough in your people. Your word says that you will supply all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, you are a very presence in time of trouble, and you are more than enough. We are the seed of Abraham. We are joint heirs with Christ. The gold and the silver and the cattle on a thousand hills belong to us. I call upon the blessings to overtake us so that we will continue to build up your kingdom. Oh God, you have said that we have an eye to see and receive the wealth that is being shaken out of the hand of the wicked. So I thank you for a financial breakthrough. I pray for every need of everyone on the Master's call. Father God, we have called them out to you, person by person, name by name, in intercessory prayer. So I bind every principality and power of darkness. I come against every foul spirit, every demonic stronghold sent by Satan, his cohorts, and his demons. Father, I loose your anointing to destroy every yoke and remove every burden from the lives of our loved ones and every person who is a part of the Master's Morning Call family. I loose the word of God in our minds, in our mouths, and in our hearts that your kingdom will dominate the earth through us. I love you, Daddy God, and I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for sealing this word and our prayer requests by the blood of Jesus and by his word, Candy. We so appreciate you. Thank you again, Dr. Henderson, for such a powerful word. And we are so excited and looking forward to you just breaking off and digging deeper on the teaching of partakers of the divine nature and call to glory and virtue. What a rich word this morning. We thank you, Willa, for opening us up with the word of God, and for each and every one of you on the line this morning as part of the Master's Call family, our TMC. We love you for being a part of what God is doing. And Dr. J, appreciate you standing in for Dr. P.K. Robertson. We, along with myself and Dr. P.K., are humbled and honored that God has given us this assignment, and you're a part of it each and every morning. So as you leave, we ask you to please go out today and be submitted to the call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in Christ. Bye-bye. And our Tuesday, I'm sorry, for our prayer warriors, for you to hang on, and we say goodbye to the rest of our Master's Call family.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, we got a few more wait to hang up. Okay, I think that everybody is just us now.
Dr. Vanessa.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we get started, and I apologize for interrupting you, are we still recording?